Let's go back, Slipper, or we'll be late for the plane.
I've got. How about that, huh?
Gosh, Dad, it's almost as if he knew he was going on a trip.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't know the kind of trip. What's in store for him? Maybe I ought to give up the whole idea.
Why? You've done all the work. You've made all the preparations. Besides, this trip isn't going to hurt him any at all. That's right.
It's true. I can learn so much more about him at a Bonita Island lab under controlled conditions than I can here.
I guess things are a little out of control around here.
No, not at all, Porter. I think they are a little too much under control.
All right, Flipper, if you want it that bad, you can have it. Be my guest. Let's get this show on the road.
Hope you won't mind the trip too much, Flipper. Remember, it's all in the name of science.
Just think, you're going on an airplane ride.
Doing back there?
Fine. He just likes to complain.
Like any self-respecting dolphin, he'd rather swim than ride.
Can't say I blame him.
Actually, I think he's enjoyed working with you. I know we have.
It's been fun for me, too. You know, it's the first time I've ever been chaperoned by a boy and a dolphin.
Well, we don't always have to be chaperoned, you know.
Isn't that the airport?
Yeah,
Porter.
How are you?
Fine.
How's the weather between here and Benita?
Some fog possible, but it's clear over the Benita Strip. Porter, aren't you going to introduce us to the lady?
Well, I suppose I have to, don't I? Ula, this is Mac Newton and Len Dawlings, your pilot and your co-pilot. Gentlemen, this is Miss Ula Nordstrom. Miss Nordstrom's an oceanographer.
Oceanographer? The only oceanographer I ever knew wore a beard.
I've been thinking of growing one. Might make me more impressive.
Don't. You make a fine impression now. What's the drill, Porter?
Well, we want to get the dolphin back in the water at the Marine Biology Lab in Benita as soon as possible. Now, Miss Nordstrom will go along with Flipper.
Sure wish I was going with him.
Oh, couldn't he go instead of me, Porter? It would give me some extra time to make more photographs before I go to the lab. Well, that is, if you wouldn't mind sailing with me tomorrow to Benita to pick Sandy up.
Can I go, Dad?
All right, Sandy. That is, if it's all right with Len and Mac.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Come on, Sandy.
Thanks, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Sandy.
Worried, are you?
What? Oh, no. It's... Well, Bud's away visiting his grandmother, and I'll miss him, that's all.
It would be nice to think that you would be thinking of me for the rest of the day.
Well, that won't be too hard to do. Shall we?
Ula, look at that.
They should be landing in Bonita by now.
Oh, barely, Porter. You are worried about something, aren't you?
Oh, not really. It's just a feeling I have. I can't explain it.
Oh, you don't have to explain it. You take your responsibility as a father very seriously, don't you?
I guess so.
I admire that.
Well, we better get back topside.
Stop complaining, Flipper. You wanted to go on this trip, didn't you? Just think, you may be the only dolphin in the world ever to fly in an airplane. Oh, all right. Look at it this way. If you don't care about becoming famous, think of buttoning. I can write an essay on it for school. Maybe get it published in a magazine. I might even win a prize. You know something? Just between you and me, I don't care if I never become famous. Just as long as Bud and Dad and you and I can always be together.
Well, then, go back and check on your passengers, will you?
Hiya, Skipper.
Going back here.
Fine, thanks.
I didn't know a fish could live out of water like this.
Flipper's not a fish. Dolphins are mammals. They breathe air. That's why I have to keep this blowhole uncovered.
He must be pretty bright, huh?
The most. That's why Flipper's being taken to the Bonita lab. They want to do some research on him and see if they can get him to talk.
Talk?
That's right. There's lots of work being done, trying to establish some sort of a language communication between dolphins and people. Of course, Bud, that's my brother, and me, we've gotten Flipper to talk to us in a way. We can understand him by the different sounds he makes.
Oh, you mean he can make more than one sound, huh?
Lots of them. Here, listen.
What does that mean?
Ulla Nordstrand. She's been making recordings of dolphin language for the Bonita Lab. You want to hear some?
Sure. What sound's that supposed to mean?
Well, that's sort of a call for help. That's when he's trying to attract attention. We're not sure what this one means yet. My brother Bud says it means a flipper wants his supper. Right now, he says he wants out. Just think of it as an experience, Flipper.
Hey, would you be interested in a tour of the cockpit?
You mean it?
Included with no extra charge.
But I have to stay here to keep Flipper wet.
Oh, I'll take over here. You go ahead.
Thanks.
You couldn't have gone if you had been invited.
How high are we?
Oh, pretty high, Sandy. There's some thunderclouds between here and Bonita, so we changed our course and altitude, trying to get around them or over them.
Neat. Tell me, what's the little gizmo that looks like a toy airplane?
That's the artificial horizon. It tells us whether we're banking to the right or banking to the left.
Boy, you think you could teach me to fly one of these things?
Sure. Let's give it a few years, huh?
Don't worry, boy. We'll be there almost any minute. How'd you like a little aircraft?
Boy, I'm going to be a pilot as soon as I'm old enough.
We'll be happy to welcome you in the club.
Bonita Tower, over.
Bonita Tower, come in, please.
This is Bonita Tower, come in, please.
Bonita Tower, come in, please.
Something's happened.
Who was it?
Oceanic Flight 17, I think. Their signal was barely audible, and then it went off completely.
Hey, wasn't that the plane bringing that dolphin over here for experiments at the lab?
Bonita Tower.
Emergency.
We are ditching in ocean approximately 80 miles south-southeast of Miami. Do you read me, over?
KMPO 297, this is Bonita Tower.
Oh, the radio's gone, man. Those birds must have knocked the antenna loose.
It's all right, Flipper. Don't worry, Flipper, it's all right.
Oceanic Flight 17, come in, please. Oceanic Flight 17, can you hear me?
Go back and prepare that boy for ditching. I can't hold this thing in the air much longer.
Right in the middle of a sentence.
Hand me that radio phone. You should have called me back by now. Coral Key Operations, this is Porter Ricks. Come in, please.
Next time, take the plane.
What?
Catch me inviting myself on a boat ride with you again.
Coral Key Airport Operations, go ahead.
You were going to call me when you had word on Oceanic Airlines.
The plane is overdue and contact with it was lost 30 minutes ago.
No. No.
The Coast Guard's organizing a search, and you are going to be part of it. Stand by one.
Porter, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault, Luna. Whatever happens, not your fault.